The MLK Dream Team is trying to support its mobile museum of African American history called the Freedom Bus in a time where needed repairs have grounded it. However, MLK Dream Team Chair Watasha Barnes Griffin said the future is looking bright for the exhibit on wheels after the bus was vandalized in 2016. And though Barnes Griffin said the Freedom Bus has completely recovered from its damages, it didn't make an appearance Saturday morning at the annual Black History Month kickoff at Minnetrista.
Yeah, but it typically would be here. We typically have it out at all the schools, the university, and just touring. But because of just the small repair that we need, it is unable, so we need to raise the funds to get it out there.
Instead, the bus was sitting safely inside a garage sponsored by the Whiteley Community Council.
She is parked there, and that is our storage location for her.
The MLK Dream Team is currently raising $1,700 for what Barnes Griffin said are small repairs to the bus itself. Throughout the month of February, the MLK Dream Team will be active in Muncie, something Mayor Dennis Tyler said he's glad the community is a part of.
They've spoken up on civil rights issues and social injustice issues when they needed to be spoken up on, and they've always created a very positive persona for our community.
In Muncie, Sarah Barker, IPR News.